Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man.
Radio.
Six Man.
Radio. 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 Radio.
Death before dishonor. Loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get the walking
don't
and I'm saying keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal. Never dishonor. Things didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no holding back. I'm
glorious.
Hello and welcome to What Race on Six Man Radio. I'm your host this and every Monday night, evening, whatever. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY. Yes, it rhymes. I did that for a reason for you slow people out there. And I'm joined by my co-host, as usual, Rome, V-I-V-I-N, R-O-M-E.
Hi, Colby. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm great.
You missing your birthday celebration from last week?
Yeah, I'm recovering, I guess you could say.
It takes you a week to recover.
It was a week worth of celebration. So
nah,
I need a week to recover.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to this
good
week?
Week?
This non-birthday week?
Yeah. Did a little bit of traveling. Saw a nice Japanese garden. Yeah, it's been a great week. Got my motorcycle back. Been in the shop for the last few days. So, yeah, life is good again.
Very nice.
Thank you.
What about you, Colby? What have you been up to? Well.
Oh, right. Colby, how have you been? What have you been up to?
I did a whole lot of nothing this weekend. That was really cool.
And why
nice.
I didn't ask.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. That's nice.
Yeah. How was your Easter?
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool, relaxing.
Did you do anything?
Did I do anything Easterly? No. But I will say today at my job, we did an Easter egg hunt. That was cool.
Seriously, you're the second person that told me that you had an Easter egg hunt. I didn't.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
We didn't even have food.
Well, yeah, we got candy and we're looking around the office for the eggs that our team members hid. It was pretty cool.
Sounds
sorry
good.
You don't work
nice
in a cool place like
building.
I do.
Yeah, apparently. Nice little team building activity.
I guess. It was pretty much every man for themselves, but yeah, sure, team building. We'll go with that.
Did you at least, like, cook something for Easter?
No, I did not. I actually had McDonald's for Easter. Does that count for anything?
Ew, no, not at all.
No? Okay.
Well.
Did you cook anything for Easter?
I helped make macaroni and cheese.
You helped
I
make macaroni? I didn't realize it was a two-person job.
Well. Sometimes it is.
And for all you marijuana enthusiasts out there, if you missed it, 420 was this past weekend also.
I don't think any marijuana smokers out there forgot about 420. Just saying.
Yeah. This happened to fall on Easter as well, so I'm sure you all had a great Easter.
So, coming up, after our first music break, we will talk about different types of alcohol. I don't know why, I found a lot of alcoholic stories this week.
Oh, were you trying to tell us something?
Maybe. We're going to talk about alcohol and religion in several different ways. So stay tuned, because it's going to get kind of interesting.
All I know is that... Look at y'all niggas. Hey. Show me why they call you Sanch.
DJ Chill.
Sonic's the name. Speed's my game.
All I know is this to be no reason. All I know is you know. And you know. Look at why.
Look at y'all smoking ass niggas after every pole niggas start choking ass niggas.
You know why.
Nigga.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all niggas stop lying on your dick ass niggas.
You know why.
Nigga.
All I know is
look at y'all looking ass niggas, stop looking at my ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas, talking about his pay door for this fine ass, lying ass niggas. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas, frontin' like they got a plan, boost mobile ass niggas. Nigga, look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rob ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'ma check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even want to touch from y'all niggas. I'm raping you niggas, look at this pic, what the fuck I gave to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas, niggas when my time call me Clinton, I'm feeling these niggas.
Everything I say, I stand up. Driving right, trying to take piss. Tell them folks, get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face.
I don't fuck with 12 cause I heard they released to a nigga conversation.
Motherfuck police.
I fought a nigga bitch named Trippin', better tell him get the fuck out my face. I got it tucked in my jeans, and I got my nigga thug with me. And he gon' tell you get the fuck out my face.
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 Get the fuck out my face. Hanging with the killers in the projects. Hate on a barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind. Boom. OG, Bobby, Josh. Hey. OG, Bobby, Josh. Ooh. OG, Bobby, Josh. Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. Hey. Wipe a nigga out like an outbreak. Wipe him out. Chopper start busting, make the house shake. Grah. Fuck nigga sweeter than a pound cake. Your eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say. Watch it. Lean with the footballs, got a nigga tripping. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. Nigga keep sipping. Dirty AK with the beam on it. Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it. Long. Free my nigga, lie behind bars. Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack, take down, run the ballet, watch a fall. If a nigga try to rob, I can hit him with the hoe. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Tato on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
100 bands on your head, get the job done.
Now,
throw it up, nigga, where you from?
Well,
whole hood hot, cause your nigga hitting licks.
Lick.
Ain't made a meal yet, but he still nigga rich.
Rich.
Stick him up, stick him up, stick him.
Stick him up.
How you want it, nigga?
How?
Full of the semi.
Fit.
Looking for the cash.
Fat.
Searching for the bag.
Bad.
Young nigga wild.
Woo.
Throwing up flags.
Hey.
Shooters on the roof with a scope.
Boom, boom.
Money make gon' treat you like the Pope.
Like a king.
Work the blocks like the Kimmy in the post.
Come on up.
Nigga hit it with the foe.
Hit it.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Tato on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
It's the niggas that you trust, gotta probably turn fed.
Hey.
Hating on your heart, cause you're rocking her man. Especially if your money loan guarantee it turn heads. Ray Red, tell it all, gotta watch the sherm head.
Watch
them. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, jealousy, that's a bitch, nigga trait.
Hey,
D, nigga snakes, wanna know what your mate
won't
grab me at hold, do you like the wrist tape?
Kang,
y'all nigga running with the cannon.
With the cannon,
never let a nigga see your panic.
Never,
dope boys in the hood, working with the Hispanics.
Ooh.
On the phone with the plug, niggas speak Spanish.
Hey.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect,
hanging with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Tato on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh, OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey. I'm going, back, back to the bay. Rest in peace, man, Dre. All I do is talk, yay. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Try to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, and act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, is it act right? Back to the bank. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'm a screen nigga, all I do is talk, yeah. Want me in your city, nigga, know they gon' pay. I ain't looking for a free throw, looking for a free throw. Cuban League chain on my nigga, weigh a kilo. Nigga just violated, piss dirty to his PO. On a real nigga scale, 1 to 10, you a 0. Damn, met a bad bitch, she was real. On the west coast, bitch, she said you from the ghetto. Act right, get your life changed. Fuck a purse, you can get the last name. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say I don't for gang bang. Me and cash just to act right. Gene in a 40, you don't look right. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, I'm act right. Act right, right. Act right. When they don't fall, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games,
I see the
check,
kill the club. Check the tone out the bottle, almost killed the thug. When I'm so high, niggas at. I be in every club in the hood where niggas at. Pull up, jump out, stunt like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the 80s, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock him or something? Look at his chain. Wide step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play.
like Mr. Lynette. Send a nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need a bitch. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Something what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. How to make a few bands on the walk through.
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me.
I done met a few bands on the road too. People don't know, now I don't talk to. Me and Problem in the big hill boss too. Sitting at the round table making balls move. I done walk through with Gucci on my feet. Who got more money, you or me? I'ma walk through usually with my nigga Beverly that I got to tell me. I done slipped past security. What the fuck do you need glasses just to see me? When I'm coming full speed, got that V12 running. And I'ma jump the fence if I see 12 coming. Even if I was blind, I could still smell money. I can't trust no outside niggas, they could tell them. I'm the alphabet boy, cause I keep a L on me. I smoke good, throwing up my set in your hood, nigga. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Can't tell them what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done make a few bands on the walk through.
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me.
Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? How to make a few bands on the road?
Yeah. Money over here, what you thought, clown? Play crazy while you're high, how you not down? No frowns round here, bro, we all smile. G7 just dropped, got us down.
Mar checked the boy out when I walked through. Scarface for he died in part two.
How your people tell promoters that I'm coming, park me in the front. Leave the shit running, here's a 100, what up? Flip your bitch like a coin, better call it, nigga. She got a thing for his big dick baller, nigga. She about to rock the boy Mike, tell it feedback. The realest nigga out my city and a mean man.
I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Can't tell them what you're saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. How to make a few bands on the road.
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through?
Watch me, watch me.
Hey, why me walk through? How to make a few bands on the road.
Sit down and wine pan the head. You have the boom, them gal, them fuck dead. Baby, when you squint it, you mash up me head. Me and me gal a fuck till we jump off a bed. Me say gal fi bed, gal fi get fucked and them can't feel them leg. Oh man a fuck gal and I treat them like egg. Woman oh, wanna feel like them jump and shake. Me love sex like my gun. Me love bust it up and me love fuck for fun. But oh, I want eat when me under me rum. And she do the strip and wine, they have to fight finna come. Gal and you have to come. Oh, you get so much and she not have none. A guy just want him off in one box. So me make big taps at heart and eat like a drum when you
wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Back it up, so wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Wine from the body, me a wine from the body. Back it up, so wine from the body.
When you get a new clock, the daddy. Which color that? Body no party. Are you alone have the style, the daddy? The creepy England have to love off your daddy. When you get a new clock, the daddy. Which color that? Body no party. Are you alone have the style, the daddy? The creepy England have to love off your daddy.
Real bad man, no muggle in a shot. Straight jeans, cut off foot pants. Everybody have to ask, so me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask, so me get my clocks. The leather hard, this way soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody have to ask, so me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask, so me get my clocks.
Me love scrapping up clocks, me prefer. Clocks for the leather, yes, clocks for the fur. Clocks for the summer, clocks for the winter. Clocks for the sun, clocks for the water. Me know you're not a cop, that of a sailor. Pull off a tiger, him at the golfer. Me know while the beast hotter than sulfur. Me pattern, me daddy from when I was a youngster.
Real bad man, no muggle in a shot. Straight jeans, cut off foot pants. Everybody have to ask, so me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask, so me get my clocks. The leather hard, this way soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody have to ask, so me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask, so me get my clocks.
Me tell my man say, member proper hygiene and don't forget. Bag of sneakers, give your cheesy foot. If you know when me know, boy, love the crepe. Member panting mouth, you can't you throw. Where this dessert clock, be easy step. To my code, I can't save your boy. You have to leave food, so go leave for death.
Real bad man, no Magdalena shot. See a team, got a foot fan. Everybody happy up, so me get my class. Everybody happy up, so me get my class. Still in the hard, this way stop. Two drugs get out, these don't pop. Everybody happy up, so me get my class. Everybody happy up, so me get my class.
Bobby, push it up, Bobby, push it up, Bobby, push it up, Bobby, make it shake like a vibrator. Laugh now, I'ma make you cry later. Your boyfriend was a bitch, nigga, buy a hater. I'ma get deep in it. Tomb Raiders all in the crib. Room Raiders, yeah, I'm a dog. I be howling at the moon, baby. I'll break kids, but I'm a grown man. I wish we beat it from the back. Play with that pussy with my hands. We can do it on the floor. Or the chair, man. Matter of fact, we can do it anywhere. Call me. Make a movie for ya. I'm a nasty nigga, I ain't never lie. Here to make you wanna keep the baby Kevin Federline. Young suit nigga, no I don't fuck around. Your girl calling me, begging me to fuck a nigga too. Bobby, push it up. Bobby, push it up. Bobby, push it up.
I forget how abruptly that one ends every time. Anyway, you're listening to What Race on 6 Man Radio. And
as always.
I don't know, Ryan, and who?
I said as always.
Yeah. Should we start with religion or alcohol? Religion.
Let's
or
go
alcohol?
With alcohol. Alcohol's a good
topic. No, let's actually go with religion because a really nice little
how do I
medium
bother?
Piece.
I don't understand why I bother at all. I'm here.
So, of course, with Easter being yesterday, God, I kept forgetting it. That's terrible. I'm going to hell.
That's why you start with alcohol first.
I kept forgetting that yesterday was Easter. And for all y'all that are over there, like, nodding and laughing and nudging each other, I forgot it was 4:22, so don't even try me. But, yeah, so it was. And apparently, you know, like, around Easter, it's like everybody gets super religious.
Really? They do?
And take a seat. Anyway, so, and, now I'm confused because here it says Orlando, and then, oh, okay, all right. So, in Orlando. This chick came out and was looking, I guess she and her sister-in-law were looking at the bark of a dead tree in the yard because I guess that's just what people do. They stare at trees. Celebrating 420 a little early.
Yep.
So they're looking at it and they're like, it's Jesus. It's Jesus on
it's
a tree.
It's
Jesus? It is Jesus. Yes.
All right.
It kind of looks like what I guess would be Jesus, I guess, from, like, the paintings
okay.
and stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
Jesus, like, y'all
yeah.
are. So I'm wondering, like, I've seen, I think I was watching, like, Miami Ink or something, and this old lady had a piece of toast that came out looking like Jesus, like, with a Jesus
mm-hmm.
face on it, and she got that tattooed on her boob. Don't ask me. People are weird. But,
was it
so
in Florida
like,
also? So was that in Florida also?
Probably, Miami Ink, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of see it. Rome, I'll send you the link to
yep,
put up
that
on.
Way I'll post it. Yep.
But
did.
Also, it's like, I kind of feel like they're reaching. That's just,
you think so?
I think they're reaching. Yes,
okay.
I do think so. Cause you gotta
that's your final answer.
Take a look at it.
Oh, I
and again,
the
we'll post
link.
This on our Facebook, or on our Facebook. Well, yeah, on our website, on our Facebook, all that good fun stuff. If you have anything to say at any point in time, 646-478-3599 is the number to call. Also, you know how I was bragging about,
uh-huh.
people, friends on Twitter or followers on Twitter last week.
Followers on Twitter. Okay, I'm following you.
Followers on Twitter. Okay. Yeah, I lost two of them over the past week. That's what I get for bragging.
That's awesome. I mean, oh, sorry, what happened?
To kind of go from religion to drinking, on Easter, so that first story was posted like a couple days before Easter. On Easter, people were celebrating Jesus rising. I guess that's what Easter's about, right? Not just candy and Easter eggs and not rabbits laying eggs, that kind of crap. So
right.
People were celebrating, you know, Jesus and stuff at a strip club.
Oh, okay. Took my story. Okay, cool.
In Ontario, see, if you had sent me your stories, we wouldn't have this issue. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah, they came into the manor, which is called a gentleman's club. Okay, hold on. A gentleman's club named the manor, which actually, it looks really cool. It looks
it does.
Like some really rich
the
people.
Picture's up on the website, so check that out when you get a chance.
Is that Treasus or the manor?
No, the Treasus I'm working on, but the manor is actually up right now.
Fair enough. So anyway, they, I guess, were going by this strip club, and they were like, oh, a lot of the people that need to hear the word are around here, and one thing led to another, and they had a church service on Easter Sunday at a strip club, and so they're hoping that the people that attended on Easter will continue to attend. However, there are no strippers present, so why go? Too much.
Well,
I mean, I get that it's
story,
at a strip club, but, like...
To add to the story, they are actually have, like... The strip club is attached to a hotel or an inn. I don't know the difference between them. But anyway, and they reach out to... Yeah, I don't at all. Anyway, they reach out to low-income families or homeless people, and they try to, you know, help them so to help reach that crowd and people that aren't comfortable going in churches, they figured that they would hold the Christian service in the strip club. Now, they say that all of the stripper decoration, decor, was hidden or removed for the service. But, yeah, it's still a strip club. So,
can take the
yeah,
the,
there's actually a link to
the
website,
the
so, yeah, they have, there's so many comments, like, just check out the link and check out the comments on there and, you know, add your own or add your feedback to our website, whatrace.wordpress.com, tweet about it, you know, I check my Twitter every now and again, so, and, yeah, pretty interesting.
We're going to go to another music break before we really get into the whole alcohol bit, because there's a lot. There's a lot
it
that
is.
I want to discuss on this one, two stories.
I
thought you might, so stay tuned, because we'll be back with more.
Yeah. You're listening to my baby, DJ Sell Puss.
Hope you enjoyed that nice little mix. Before we went to our break, we were talking about Treasus, and we were talking about Jesus in a strip club, Mary Magdalene style. And so now let's talk about gifts, right?
Uh-oh.
We're gonna go with the religious thing. See, I'm not religious like at all. But let's continue with the whole religious bit and say that
okay.
This is a God-given blessing or a curse, depending on how you look at it. So there is this guy. His name is Matthew Hogg. The name was a blessing and a curse. It's a terrible name,
yep.
Sorry. Anyway, awesome. Matthew Hogg, I don't know how old he is. I know he's more than 20.
Old enough to
hear
that name,
for,
say that.
Right, because he's had this issue for about 20 years. So every time he eats sugar or carbs, his body converts them to ethanol, and then he ends up either tipsy or hungover.
Blessing, I would go with.
And I don't know.
His body's ferments alcohol, like that's great.
It's kind of cool, but on the other hand, it's like, God, that really sucks. So when he was a kid, he would have, like, digestive upsets. He was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. And then as he got older, it got way worse. And then he could actually feel it fermenting in his stomach.
Right.
Eventually, he would go on to feel intoxicated. And then he would feel, like, the whole body symptoms of being drunk. Like, you can't really walk, you can't talk, you're a jerk, you pick fights, you tell lies, all that fun stuff.
all that stuff that goes with alcohol? Okay.
And then afterwards, he would feel the chronic fatigue, muscle aches and pains, headaches, mental impairment, moodiness, all that as the hangover part. So by his late teens, he was having severe hangovers that would usually be the worst the morning after eating, like, a meal with a bunch of carbs. We're talking, like, vomiting, dehydration, all that. This is actually what it's called. He was diagnosed with Otto Brewery Syndrome.
That's actually a diagnosis.
That is what it's called. Look it up. He was referred...
Awesome.
Right? He was referred to a specialist in London who's, I don't know what kind of test you run on that, but yeah, his gut was producing a lot of ethanol from the yeast he was eating, and he was making alcohol.
Well, so, hey, you want to go grab a drink? No, I'm good. Just give me a loaf of bread.
Right?
I'll be good.
At the age of... He said up until the age of 16, he was a straight-A student, and he really liked school. He was a good athlete, he had a great social life, and then as this Otto Brewery syndrome, I'm sorry, it's hard to say that without laughing, syndrome started to, like, really become prevalent. It all started changing, struggling in school. He had to quit sports because he would feel exhausted after running. And he was struggling to get up in the mornings. That one sounds like me. Maybe that's my issue.
Do you have that system? The Otto Brewery?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But yeah, so that is a thing. So
didn't know that. Thank you for that.
My first question is do you view this as a blessing or a curse?
Well, if you like the feeling of being intoxicated, it's a blessing. All you got to do is eat a thing of bread, like a slice of bread.
I mean you, Dodo.
I'm
talking to
me,
you.
Yeah,
I
say,
you.
Like, hey, look. I have
so you think it's a blessing.
Toast, I'm good. It's more so a curse than a blessing. I'll go with that. Like, it's 90% curse and then 10% blessing. Because that means you can't eat any carbs whatsoever.
You'd be a cheap drunk. Just give him a slice of bread.
Yeah, definitely. Does he even drink alcohol at all? Like, how does that work? Does it turn into vinegar if he drinks alcohol?
I don't know. That's actually a really good question.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But outside of that, cheap date, cheap drunk.
Yeah, because all you can eat is salads.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he would be on paleo diet.
Pretty much, that's all you can really do. I mean,
but
save a lot of money. You don't have to go buy alcohol. You just eat a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread is like $2, so very, very cheap to eat.
So I wanted to let you know that is a thing. That was interesting.
Yeah, don't have that. I want to feel for the guy, but at the same time, it's pretty freaking awesome. Like, How often does that happen?
I wonder, like, if you had that, couldn't you blame a lot of things on it? Just be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I said that.
Could.
I was drunk.
Right.
So call in 646-478-3599. Let us know what you would do if you could blame anything in the world on being drunk because of this. I want to hear it. 646-478-3599. Let us know. What would you say or do or whatever that you could blame on being drunk?
Yeah, you can also call 850-583-0426, Colby's personal hotline, and, you know, let us know. You can tweet, hit us up on the website, Facebook. Yeah, well, that's interesting. If you were in his shoes, how do you think that would affect your life?
Well, what would you do if you could blame anything on being drunk? I feel like a lot of guys would be like, oh, it smacked that hot mom on the ass, like that kind of thing.
All that,
and
really?
I'm sorry, I was drunk, I just had some bread. You
well,
know,
that's,
like,
that's kind of thing that sucks about it is, because, you know, one of the hangover remedies is you eat some carbs and, you know, you get your potassium and replenish electrolytes, but, you know, the whole carb thing is out of the picture because you're just going to get more drunk. So,
true.
Sucks.
And, you know, I was really interested to see what this guy looks like. He looks like a little beanpole. Like, I would think for basically he's consuming alcohol all the time that he would have, like, a beer gut, because wouldn't that make sense? Beer in his gut, beer made by his gut, he would have a beer gut.
Right.
But he was, like, tiny, I guess because he's learned to avoid those foods that really aren't good for
him
anyway.
Can,
I don't know.
He can make, like, a website or something like that, or about eating healthy. Like, he could be like the go-to guy as far as it concerns eating well.
Yeah, but he's also like really skinny. Like, doesn't look like he has, he doesn't look like he has any athletic build. He's just
skinny.
All right,
tell you what, send me the picture. I'll put it up on the website.
Fine. I think
Thank you very much.
I already got rid of it.
Other alcohol-related news, they have figured out a way and got approved for a powder form of alcohol.
Now, you stole mine.
You're welcome. That's fine. So the federal government has approved this method of alcohol. All you got to do is add water and poof, alcohol. They have different flavors. I guess
you can add it to
have
food.
Like beer, wine, or, you know, whatever your spirit preference is. But they are very actually good and in depth with their product, because they're looking at all kinds of, they're not only looking at the good of things, they're also looking at the bad, like how people can possibly misuse their product. So instead of just giving people the concentrated amount that, you know, reduced water, like the Crystal Light, they are adding a lot of fluff to it so that you have, because their major concern was, you know, people might try to snort this to get the same benefits of being drunk. So they're adding a lot of fillers to it so that you have to combine it with a lot of water in order to feel the effect. So they're trying to dissuade the whole snorting thing, because, yeah, you give somebody something that turns into alcohol or whatever, because people snort different things, from spray paint to baking soda to, anyway, people snort stuff. So
do they?
Yeah, they're adding fillers to it to try to make it safe for the public, and they're trying to think about, you know, different ways of people that people will try to misuse their product. So, I like that aspect of things. You know, they're just not trying to make money just putting this product on the market and just saying, you know, whatever to people that might abuse it. So, soon you will see on the shelves alcohol and powder form. So,
On the show?
Yeah, on the show.
When are we doing this?
No, I said shelves. show.
Oh, I heard on the show. Sure. I'm like, when did I volunteer for that?
Yeah, you know, we're going to do a couple lines of this of alcohol, and, you know, that's what the show's going to be about. In your stores, probably by the end of the year, there's going to be powder alcohol that you can purchase and just add water, and there you go. There's your drink.
Yes, indeed. So, okay, since you stole my story, thank you for that.
You're welcome again.
I wanted to share something. If you haven't noticed, it's about that time when people are going to be graduating, if they haven't already. I graduated almost
really?
A year ago. Yeah.
Oh, so
yay.
Long ago, really? It took you long enough.
Whoa, bro, it took me long enough.
Please,
we're in the 12-year program, okay? All right.
Took you forever,
so,
okay?
I got this, apparently, if you haven't heard Beyonce's Partition, it's really catchy. It's the one that starts out with, like, driver roll up the partition, please. I don't want you to see Beyonce on her knees. She starts calling herself Beyonce Beyonce. And now everybody's like, oh, it's Beyonce, Beyonce, oh, my God. Anyway, so that song, really catchy, whatever. Personally, I like it. Not that y'all care, but I like it, but I don't like the message that it's sending. But anyway, people have started making parodies of this song. And most of them are about tuition. So I figured in honor of all of our soon-to-be grads, and in all honor of all of us that have graduated and now have to pay, and I will go ahead and warn you, the audio is kind of crappy, and the singing is mediocre, if that. So, just listen to the words, because the words are kind of funny. Oh, wait, and I forgot that there's, like, a really long lag time. Listen to the words,
okay.
And if you want, YouTube it. Because it's kind of funny to watch.
Sally, may I pay off my tuition, please? Sally, may I pay off my tuition, please? Can't you see I'm begging you here on my knees? For 4 whole years I was at the club. Now I'm at a grace for that interest, and now I'm getting letters cost to my job. Do I owe Sally Mae or do I owe the mob? Senior year I was flawless, couldn't touch my crown. Now I'm going in there trying not to drown. No daddy, daddy, he didn't help at all. Oh baby, baby, this girl is on her own. For 4 whole years I was at the club. Now I'm out of grace and that interest, sir.
Trying
Yeah, we'll let it play out. So.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can understand some of that. It was basically, Sally Mae, pay off my tuition, please. Like, or I'll keep dreaming. I did find out, though, like, different countries, like, education is so much better in other countries. And not just better, like, you learn better, but you don't have to pay this crap back.
Right.
If you can prove that you're of Grecian descent, then you can go get educated in Greece for free.
Mm-hmm.
Even Americans, if you can prove it, you can go over there and get educated for free. If you're like, I think it's like 35 or something and making less than, I don't know if it's 35,000 or something like that, less than a certain amount of money a year, you don't have to, and this is in England, you don't have to pay your loans back. Like,
mostly not, we need to implement that here.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so expensive to go to school. So, shout out to all y'all graduating soon, and get excited, 6 months from now you'll be paying this back. Have fun with that.
Yeah, it's not fun at all. So, yeah. We say that with much sarcasm.
Yeah.
Not cool. Salome must be rich. I'm just saying, like, you know, as much as Salome gives out all these loans, whoever's behind Salome is, like, rolling, is like the Donald Duck of money. Like, has her own vault full of cash and just swims in it every day.
Yeah. I haven't had to pay back my loans yet. Reason being is that I added more money to them. Thank you, grad school. But I did get a nice little email from FedLoan, you know, the student loan school, whatever, saying what my balance was, and I about fell out of my chair. And it's like, I graduated high school the year done because I didn't want to pay this much, and here I am. Thank you, grad school.
Yeah, well. Yep.
Terrible.
When all that hits you. Mm-hmm. It's not pretty. And they're very adamant about tracking you down, too. Very interesting.
About what?
Oh, yeah, you owe us money. I said tracking you down. They don't play. They're like pimp or like loan shark.
The mob.
Sorry, me. And loans and such.
And such and things and such and things. We're going to go to another
So if you can, get scholarships, free money to go to school. Don't get
Unless
loans.
It's too late for you like it is for us and you're just like paying.
Exactly.
In that case, rob a bank or something. But don't sue me if you get caught and say that I don't want you to do it because I'll deny it.
Sounds good.
So.
Shake it, one cheek, two cheek, both cheek, both cheek. I got a white girl, for she got no cheek. I got a police bitch on a short leash. Got good mouth, like she got no teeth. She a slut, she a dog, she a bitch with it. Man, she a bitch, more she bitch, bitch, man. Throw a hoe, throw a salt, tell the bitch get it. Started playing with a pussy, tell the bitch split it. I'm trying to throw the sticks in like a fish bowl. Plus I heard you can do it like a squirt team. You look good, got a show, hope you put the clean. Got a nigga in the trance, so that ass there. I hit him once, hit him twice, then I pass it. Bitch, turn around, clap, go. Take that ass to the ground, clap, go. Don't do it if you can't do it right. Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
in the motherfucker.
Oh! I got all this money in my hand and I'm looking at you, girl.
What you gonna do?
Who me? I'm Paulo the Dunn. These are my boys, they feel my...
I used to have a girl till I met you.
Met you.
I bet all niggas sweat you.
Now baby, bend over. Now baby, bend over. Now baby, bend over. Now baby, bend over.
Way too pretty and you thick too.
Thick too.
I never disrespect you.
Now baby, bend over. 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 Now baby, bend over.
I won't.
She know.
She know.
Look how she look a look, man. She po.
She po.
Neighborhood dime. Project bra. My baby mama fine. Don't spend more. I'm shine.
Shine.
Get a better view.
Yep.
Yellow diamond. Same color Theraflu. New shoe. New shirt. New jeans.
New jeans.
So cool. So fresh. So clean.
So clean.
You got me fantasizing. One night it's sexy. I beat the pussy all night on the XP. So drunk. So hot. So red.
No
club clothes. Had a ride shot in the shade like.
I used to have a girl till I met you. I bet I'll mix with you.
Now baby bend over, now baby bend over, now baby bend over, now baby bend over.
Way too pretty and you think too.
I never disrespect you.
Dirty working with some ass hair, the bad hair, make a nigga spend his cash hair. His last hair, hoes proud with the past hair. They mad hair, you can ride in the tag hair. With that hair, you can smoke up by your bag hair. A grass hair, got money, I can pass hair. And trash hair, I'm a big time a nigga, yeah. Pull a trigger, yeah. A player, a flipper, yeah.
Tell him come get it. Boom, boom, skeet, skeet, goddamn. Now grind on it. Dick bounce up and down on it. And let him get it from the back. Put an arch in your back and let him hit it like that.
Sonic, the name speeds my game.
If she get a nigga clear shot at that pussy. Oh, I get the butt out the door, then. Especially when I got a beat to the ceiling.
Better
love. particular. Got me on the XO tonight, so I'm a lone digger. Hard like a roller course, I got the log and the legs in the air, and I'm here that pussy to dance some. Back up fast, I got him up on my shoulder. Now I feel it coming, but now I think I'ma hold it. Looking at a square in the face, I ain't rolling. Yeah, like a nigga is killing her, but she's soaking. Hitting deep down in that pussy, I gotta talk it. Pussy go to bite so hard, I tell her pause it. I ain't trying to disrespect you, they let me dog it. No, don't push my body, shout it. I'ma call strokes in, I think I'm catching my rhythm. You know the cat good, can stay up behind me. I'm a former motherfucker, I love being in the mirror. Got a pit out to the bed, but got a feet to the ceiling. Yeah, I got a feet to the ceiling. Yeah, I got a feet to the ceiling.
Pop it and drop it and only dancing for that pop it. Shake it faster than an ostrich. I'll rock a socket box. Bend it over, I'ma show you how a real nigga gon' do. Beat it down like a rumble. When I'm done, make you stumble. Damn, you go crazy. Let me see them hips twirl. Put you on my shoulders. Do some shit to make your toes curl. Earthquake drill, cause I'm gonna rock your world. Legs shaking like a snow globe. Had her on them crutches, causing up a ruckus. Call me Hammer Time, cause my style, you can touch this. Wanna make music, whoop, blow me like a trumpet. Her sister hold her hands when she back it up and dump it. She a bad little yamper, booty soft like some pampers on my lap, like I'm finna beat it up. Kung Fu Panda on the pole like a stripper. Shake it fast off the Richter. Bend that ass over, throw it at me like a pitcher. D-Mac
panoramic.
Okay, now I can't lie, 'cause you see how. I see on the side. Trapping out the house with the boys on the windows. Trapping out the house with the boys on the windows.
Bando.
Trapping out the house with the boys on the windows. Trapped out the bando.
Cause my homies hit
me, get your contact in the place I can meet you at.
Baby, let me
hit that super loud, super strong, super green. Got me super gone.
Long. Oh, oops. I thought I wasn't muted. Anyway, that really needs a break. Anyway, so I found during the break a story that I had not heard of. Apparently, in a Pennsylvania neighborhood, flyers were passed around on the doorsteps. Friday morning, this last Friday, with a picture of a hooded KKK members and the words, "You can sleep tonight knowing the Klan is awake."
Really? They still do that?
Yeah. But it was, I'm assuming, white people that were getting these on their doors, because
I'm pretty
they
sure
are, what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were Caucasian.
No, they were, because after a number of break-ins in this neighborhood, the local chapter of the Ku Klux Klan decided to start a neighborhood watch program.
Okay.
So, apparently they are not targeting any specific ethnicity, but they will report anything that they see to law enforcement.
Oh, so they're not taking actions themselves, they're just being more observant of the break-ins and then just phoning police?
What now?
I said they're just calling in the police and not taking actions into they're not taking matters into their own hands?
That's what they're saying. The president, or I guess it would be called the wizard, claims
wizard.
That the I'm serious. Claims that the residents have been calling the Klan line hotline to complain that the local police weren't doing enough to stop break-ins. And so
right. They
got the blessing to start the program. The wizard, and yes, that is what he's called. Stop laughing. Says we don't
hate
people.
That's such a blah title. All right, what's
that,
your name? Wow, they call
name
me
of,
the wizard.
That's always been the name of the head of the KKK.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if it's each chapter or what the deal is, but that's always been the name of it. Anyway, he says, "We don't hate people. We're an organization who looks out for our race. We believe in racial separation. God created each species after its kind and saw that it was good." Apparently this isn't the first neighborhood watch type deal that they've created either, because last year they did the same type of thing in Missouri, and the wizard, I guess, of that chapter, I don't know.
You can't stop
saying
that, can you?
He said that even if he saw a fellow white person up to no good, he would still intervene. What do you think?
Okay. That's interesting. I'm still stuck on the wizard part of it. But I mean, as long as they're not, I'm still stuck on the whole wizardness of it. But as long as they're not taking matters into their own hands, it's for a good cause. They want to make their neighborhood safe. I mean, they elected a persona or group, but yeah, whatever keeps your neighborhood safe, you gotta do what you gotta do. And they're not they're not doing anything. They're not going out. They're not being violent. What's the word?
You're anyway, struggling, man.
They're not. Yeah, I am. It's been a long day. All right, don't judge me. They're not taking, like I said, they're not taking matters into their own hands. They're calling police and letting police take care of any break-ins or any mischief that may be at hand.
Yeah. Oh, and by
vigilante,
the way,
that's the word for it, vigilante.
Oh, look at you putting your 12-year college education to work. Big word.
12
that's
years?
So
that's a bit much.
I agree, it is a bit much. But, I mean, hey, some people just take longer. Okay? You still got there.
Slow and steady wins the race, okay? Slow and steady.
just kind of an update. I did find out also that the alcohol was actually approved in error. They agreed today to surrender the approvals. But they are going to resubmit the labels for approval again. Not sure how it occurred, how the error occurred. Not sure what's going on with that, but yeah, JK, but they are still trying to work on making it a thing and making it legal.
Well, it seems like they were heading in the right direction, so maybe it'll be legalized, maybe not, who knows. But thank you for the update.
You're very, very welcome.
Well,
do you have any other stories for us tonight?
Sure.
That's a lie.
Sure. Yeah.
That's another lie.
Look. It's my birthday month, okay? So I get a pass.
You don't have a freaking birthday month. You have a birthday.
Oh,
my God. Okay,
yeah.
Well, you guys, look out because there are bad wieners out there, okay? Bad
what?
Wieners will get you sick.
I hope that's the worst that they will do.
They will get you very sick. The reason being, I'm talking like 96,000 pounds of wieners.
What? 96,000 pounds of wieners?
Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Yeah, Oscar Mayer wieners.
Really? You sing it, of course. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
You know, you appreciate it, yeah. out of everything that is in hot dogs, Kraft Foods is recalling the 96,000 pounds of Oscar Mayer wieners because they may mistakenly contain cheese.
Really?
Out of everything that's in hot dogs.
Well, they have hot dogs that have cheese in them. I think they're disgusting, but, you know, I guess people, instead of having to get a slice of cheese or shredded cheese to put on your hot dog, they put cheese in the hot dog. So that's not really much of a surprise.
Well, the reason being is that, of course, you have people that are lactose intolerant, and they know that if they don't recall the wieners, the cheesy wieners, oh, my God, I can keep going.
Okay, please stop.
If they don't recall these, they could get sued because of allergies.
Right.
Because it doesn't say that it's got lactose in it. So, yeah. Look out for wieners.
Well, yeah, look out for wieners. The other stories I had was just stupidity. Like, I'm trying to have some kind of hope for humanity. I'm slowly building that. And every time I see one of these stories, it just destroys that immediately. So apparently a guy that was a fugitive from Australia went to Austria and... You know, he was a fugitive because he was involved in a bunch of fraud incidents. So he went to the Austrian police department, and he went to the police officer. He asked him, do I have any outstanding warrants? Am I good? Am I clear? Like, he knows he's a criminal in another country. But he goes into the police station and asks if he has any outstanding warrants. And, of course, he does, and he gets arrested, like, on the spot.
Stupid.
Yeah. And other news, it was actually, this is one of the stories I sent you, I think I did. But this guy felt homesick from prison. He's been
this
in
guy,
prison
what?
For, this guy, he's been in prison for the majority of his life. I think it was like 20-something odd years that he's in jail. And he's been in and out of jail for like generations, since he was a teenager. But anyway, once he was released last year, he felt homesick. So he went to a bank and robbed the bank for $4,000+, went to a motel, and waited for the cops to arrive to take him back to prison. Because he got so used to that lifestyle that he felt homesick.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think he I wouldn't call prison home, but, you know, some people, hey, you never know.
I have one story that I want to end off on.
All right.
Had no idea. Granted, I've never studied abroad. I've never been out of the country. So I guess I'm not really one to know about this stuff. But I had no idea this was a thing. Apparently,
okay.
The FBI made a movie and they released it. And it's like a 28-minute movie or film, whatever you want to call it. It was released this past week for people in their 20s. Generally students, in order to loudly warn them.
Loudly warn them. Okay.
Not to turn into spies. What?
You lost me there.
That sounds fun, though.
I was with you for a second, and then you lost me. Like, what did you?
Okay,
what?
So apparently, I guess it's like 280,000 annually go. I don't know if that's how many people go abroad as students to study. I don't know. But that number is in there. And it makes this film makes the case that these students are targeted by foreign intelligence officers who try to forge relationships with them under seemingly innocent pretexts. Like job or internship opportunities, paid paper writing assignments, language exchanges, cultural immersion programs, that type of thing. And then from there, they pretty much turn them into spies solely. I don't really know. Right? So
yeah,
the movie makes its case by dramatizing a real case, which apparently happened. The guy's name was Glenn Shriver. At Michigan's Grand Valley State University in 2004, he went over to China, and he took a job writing political papers on Chinese-American relations for $120 a pop. And then he was from there encouraged to pursue a job with the U.S. government. some of the encouragement happened apparently in hotel penthouses, so like this was like a big deal. I don't know. He complied, and then he failed the State Department test twice, moved on to applying for a position in the CIA, got $70,000 from China for his troubles, along with a 4-year prison sentence when he was arrested after his CIA interview.
Wow.
Basically, yeah. He pleaded guilty to a conspiracy charge. So, I guess, I don't know if they, like, just get in their heads or what happens, but...
Watch it in movies.
I kind of want to see this movie that the CIA or FBI made just to kind of see what the hell they're talking about. You know, they've got me curious now.
So, are you going to try to become a spy?
Love to be a spy. I'd be a terrible spy, though.
Yeah, you would.
Like, my emotions play on my face. I cannot be a spy.
No. Lisa Colby, who do you work for? I work for the government. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't shoot me.
Yeah. That'd be awful. It's
well, on that note, I hope you guys feel more educated. I know I certainly do, kind of.
Right.
I learned something today, though, really, because that was...
What did you learn today? What did Kobe learn today?
That foreign exchange students are spies, man. It's all a big
all of them? Okay. A bit of a generalization there, but okay. Yeah, sure. All you foreign exchange students, we're on to you. We know you're spies.
They're all spies.
Got it.
Didn't you date one at one point?
No. But that's part of the show. So, yeah.
I'm just saying, she could have been a spy. She probably took your social security number. She took
probably.
Your identity.
Right.
We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for tuning
just
in.
Just be dishonor. Loyalty love.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking.
Don't
and I'm saying keep it as a reminder. Forever stay loyal. But this honor, change didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You ain't part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older, matter what.
Stop what I'm saying.